Labor is accusing the former government of risking lives and politicising national security by publicising the interception of an asylum seeker boat on the day of the federal election. The ABC has revealed Scott Morrison's office instructed Australian Border Force to make the information public. Shortly afterwards, the Liberal Party sent texts to voters in marginal seats telling them to, quote, keep our borders secure by voting Liberal today. Now Whitehead has more.
It was the Coalition's policy not to comment on on-water matters. It argued it would undermine national security to reveal when or if asylum seeker boats were turned around. On election day, Scott Morrison broke with that convention. The ABC's revealed today that he directly requested the Australian Border Force to publish information about the interception of a boat from Sri Lanka. The ABF issued a statement as voting was underway, and shortly afterwards, Mr. Morrison spoke about the turnback at a press conference.
There has been an interception of a vessel en route to Australia, and I can simply say this. I've been here to stop this boat, but in order for me to be there to stop those that may come from here, you need to vote Liberal and Nationals today.
The ABF's normal approach is to release monthly reports about Operation Sovereign Borders and not to publish individual press releases. The new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has ordered an inquiry into what happened on election day.
Very clearly, this statement was made so that it could facilitate the sending of, we're not sure how many, but potentially many millions of text messages to voters in a last-minute scare campaign. It was an entire abuse of proper processes.
Australia's border policies are broadly bipartisan. Labor supports boat turnbacks and offshore detention. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles calls the election day announcement a disgrace.
But if those reports are correct, then this represents the final desperate acts of a dying government. In the last few hours of the Morrison government, what we have seen revealed is the true character of the Liberal Party. Because what's completely clear is that the Liberal Party does not care about the national interest. It only had regard for their political interest.
He accuses the government of risking lives by politicising national security.
This is a matter that should have been above politics. This is a matter where actually, when it came to border security, there was a national consensus that this government sought to undermine. It sought to create division where none existed, and it sought to make this a matter of politics. And this is really serious. It's serious in the sense that it did make our borders less secure. It's serious in that it risked lives. It risked lives.
The government was already in caretaker mode when the announcement was made. Mr. Morrison's office spoke to Mr. Albanese's. The new Prime Minister says he didn't support the move and calls it a clear breach of caretaker conventions. But constitutional law professor Anne Twomey says that's not the case.
The caretaker conventions themselves don't directly address this. Caretaker conventions are there to make sure that there are no major policy decisions, significant appointments or major contracts made during the caretaker period so that it binds an incoming government.
She points to other concerns about politicising the public service.
In the public service legislation, they have what they call APS values, and that includes a requirement to act in a manner that's impartial and apolitical. And in order to give effect to that, there are a set of standards and principles that are put in place, and they're actually included in the caretaker convention manual that's put out by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. And it sets out a number of statements. So two of the relevant ones are these. First of all, it says that agencies should avoid active distribution of material if it promotes government policies or emphasises the achievements of the government. And the second one, it says, consistent with APS values of impartiality, it may be appropriate for an agency to decline a request from a minister if it was clearly for use in an election campaign. The real question here is the appropriateness of the public service in making the announcement. Now, there's an argument that the announcement is simply stating facts, and if that's the case, then, of course, public servants are allowed to do that. But the question is, was it really tying it to a government policy?
PM contacted Mr. Morrison's office, who said the statement was released by officials and did not comment further. Former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has backed Mr. Morrison's decision.
I think wait for the investigation, and then instead of the allegations being pushed by Labor, we'll understand the facts, and then they can present that. But there's no evidence that I've seen of Scott Morrison having done anything wrong.
The boatload of asylum seekers intercepted on election day has been returned this week to Sri Lanka.
Neil Whitehead reporting.